So now we've come to the place called Ukkal Bandhan. Just like we told you before, Bandhu. Bandhu means some type of bond between us. So Bandhu means to tie. Just like we see relatives, we have close ties. Bandhan. Ukkal means that grinding mortar. Ukkal Bandhan. This is the place where Krishna was tied to the grinding mortar. This is the place where the Damodar Leela actually happened. So one time, Mother Yasoda, she was thinking that everybody's always complaining that my Lala's going and stealing butter from their house. And we have so much butter in our house. Must be that the servant girls don't know how to make butter properly. It's so hard to find good help these days. Even 5,000 years ago, this complaint was going on. Oh, by the way, everybody who took bath, did you notice? It feels like 50 kilos came off of your shoulders.
Yes.
And your heart is shining like the sun, isn't it?
Yamuna Maharani ki!
Yeah! It feels like 50 kilos of sin just came off the shoulders and heart is shining like the sun. Yamuna bath is so wonderful. So anyway, Mother Yasoda thought, tomorrow's Diwali. So I'll give all the servant girls vacation, day off, and I will personally churn the butter. So in Braj, we make butter from the yogurt. We take the whole milk and turn it into yogurt and churn it into butter. Not like West where they scoop off the cream and make butter from that. Now I saw one article that butter that's made from the cream, that causes all the bad cholesterol.
Oh.
And if you make it from the yogurt, from the whole milk yogurt, that makes good cholesterol. Since you guys worry about all these things, I'm telling you. So Mother Yasoda, she made nice yogurt and next morning on Diwali day, she put it in a big pot. But before that, Mother Yasoda, she's very clever mother. All those who are mothers, they will recognize Mother Yasoda's cleverness. Those who are going to become mothers someday, you learn something from Mother Yasoda. All those going to become mother. It's impossible to get any work done around the house as long as the children are awake. So what did Mother Yasoda do? She put Lala to sleep. Then she put all the yogurt in a big pot, big clay pot. And then we have a big stick with little pegs on it. And then there's two ropes coming from that side holding it straight. Maybe on the second, when we have all night kirtan, the third, when we have feast at Vrindakun, we'll have butter churning festival. I'll show you how it's done. And then she wraps a rope around a few times, and then they pull like this. What does this sound like, mridanga? And Mother Yasoda, she has so many bangles. So she's churning it, going ching, ching. Just, I'm so happy to see Sripati with so many. Usually our Western ladies, they don't have any bangles, you see? Like our little Neelwali, Bluewali here. That Indian lady, they cannot go outside the house without bangle, is it? And you see our Sripati, show your hand. So many bangles. I'm so happy. Usually I see like this, no bangle. I feel so unhappy.
Today we're going to the market, we'll get all the bangles we can have.
Okay. It's so pretty to see all these. So Mother Yasoda's bangles all going Ching, 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 ching. What does that sound like, Kartal? And Mother Yasoda, she's chanting the glories of the Lord. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So Mridanga is going, Kartal is going, Krishna's glories is going. This is Kirtan. How Lala is going to sleep when this kirtan is going on? Prabhupada said, as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna say, oh, someone is chanting our name. The trick is to chant with so much love that Radha and Krishna say, oh, someone's chanting our name, let us go and see who it is. Now Mother Yasoda, she's chanting in Vatsalya Prem, how Lala can sleep, Vatsalya Prem kirtan is going on. Mili came running, and that fellow who's churning the hearts of the whole universe, he's catching the churning rod of Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda said, oh, this Lala woke up, he's hungry. So she stopped her churning, she put Lala in her lap, she pushed her breast into his mouth, and she can see little tooth is coming. She's just joying. We can't even begin to imagine what transcendental pleasure Mother Yasoda is enjoying, feeding milk to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in form of a little tiny cowherd boy. So much happiness, she forgot everything. She forgot that in another room there's a pot of milk boiling to make sweets for Lala. Suddenly she smelled something. You know what happens when the milk boils over and it goes into the fire. Because we heard in Srimad Bhagavatam that the milk was boiling over. Actually, our acharyas have explained in their comments on this verse that actually what happened, that milk was thinking that this Mother Yasoda, she has unlimited love for Lala. Lala has got unlimited love for Mother Yasoda. She will go on giving milk, he will go on taking, she will go on giving, he will go on taking, she will go on. This will go on forever, this will never stop. I will never get offered to Krishna, so what is the use of my life? He decided to suicide himself by jumping into fire. What is the use of my life? He decided to suicide himself by jumping in the fire. So, Mother Yasoda, she smelt that thing. She went running. She put Lala down, but he's just like a little monkey, you know. He's holding on with one. Just, you heard the saying, you know, monkey on the neck. You know, you can't get them off, you know. Somehow or other, she put him down on the ground and ran to the milk. And Lala became very angry that I was drinking milk so nicely, and my Mother Yasoda just ran and left me away. But actually, she was running for Krishna's service. This milk was to be meant to offer to Krishna. So even above her own pleasure, she's enjoying the greatest pleasure. That milk was, she came there, we heard she sprinkled water and tried to make the fire go down to stop the milk from boiling. Our acharyas have explained what happened. That milk was so surprised. Mother Yasoda is concerned about the devotees of the Lord more than the Lord. That this milk won't get offered to Krishna. So she's so concerned about the devotees, he decided to jump back into the pot. Not to suicide himself. Meanwhile, Lala, you've seen in the Indian kitchen, they have this big stone for grinding things, spices and spinach and so many things. Heavy stone. So he thought, what I'm going to do? He took that stone and he threw it at the bottom of the pot. Bam! Big hole came and all this buttery buttermilk and pieces of butter went flowing all over the floor. Then he thought, what other thing I can do? Then he saw in the other room, hanging from the rafters, so much butter is there. So he dragged this upkal, this grinding, wooden grinding mortar, and he climbed on top. He untied that butter. Then he thought, I better go hide somewhere. He ran out to the courtyard. Because you see in the distance, there's Nanda Baba's temple way on top of the hill. This used to be his courtyard. Now it's this. That was Dwapar Yug. Things were bigger. So, He ran out to the courtyard, he was eating butter, then he saw all the monkeys. He thought, these monkeys, they helped me so much in my incarnation as Lord Ram, I never gave them anything in return. So he began feeding butter to all the monkeys. Mother Yasoda, she put the milk right, she came back, she saw a big mess in her butter churning room. And a big hole in the pot. So the only one person could do this. And wasn't hard to find out what happened. There's all these little buttery footprints that go into the storeroom and they come back out and they go out to the courtyard. On the way, Mother Yasoda grabbed a stick. Now I'm going to teach this Lala a lesson. So Lala, he's there standing on something, handing butter to all the monkeys, and he's looking this way, he's looking that way, and but he's not looking straight back, and Mother Yasoda's coming straight from behind. And she's carrying a stick. Now you've seen these monkeys in Braj. They don't care for you at all. They'll come jump on your shoulder or take your glasses and run away. And stand there until you give them some chickpeas or some sweet or something. And you go across the street to buy your fruit and they come behind and just tear the bag and all the monkeys come and grab all your food as it spills here and there. But if you have a stick in your hand, all those monkeys become very frightened of that stick. So Mother Yasoda was coming with a stick and all the monkeys, they saw that stick, they went, you see a monkey, then they all jumped up the tree. So then Lala, he turned straight around, he saw Mother Yasoda, he jumped down, he began to run. Mother Yasoda began to run after him, and he's running all around the courtyard. Your Mother Yasoda has big, heavy hips and big, heavy breasts, and she's running and running. Her hair is coming loose. The flowers are falling down. At least that's what we read. Our acharyas have explained what happened was Mother Yasoda, those flowers were thinking that this Mother Yasoda is chasing after that same Supreme Personality of Godhead that the yogis are chasing for millions of years. They can't even get a ray from his toenail. And Mother Yasoda is chasing that same Supreme Personality of Godhead around the courtyard. Our place is not on the head. We should come down to touch the lotus feet of Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda ki. They came down to touch the lotus feet of Mother Yasoda. Then Prabhupada explains, the inside part of the house is for the ladies, outside is for the men. So Lala, he ran through the doorway in between. And Mother Yasoda, she's very angry. She just ran there. She looked both ways, no one around. She chased him right after him. And Lala thought, oh, this Mother Yasoda, she's working too hard. So he let her catch him. But he's looking at that stick in her hand and rubbing his eyes with his tube. We're singing every night. So Mother Yasoda thought, oh, he'll get too frightened. So she threw that stick away. And he's saying, I'll be good, I won't do it again, please forgive me. So Mother Yasoda said, all right, I'll forgive you. Did we read that in Srimad Bhagavatam? But our acharyas have told, Mother Yasoda said, I'll forgive you. But you committed two offenses. One was breaking the pot, that was a naughty thing to do. But second thing was stealing this butter. Everybody's complaining about this stealing. If you don't stop the stealing, you will get a lot of trouble in your later life, so I'm going to have to punish you for that one. And this grinding mortar was your accomplice. So I'm going to tie you both together. So she got some rope and she tied it all around and it was two fingers too short. She got some more rope, still two fingers too short. She got many, many ropes. Old saris, anything she could find. It was still all the ladies were laughing and laughing. It said, but Maya, in the morning, Saki, because their older friend, they said, Saki, in the morning you tied this little black string around his waist. What, now all this rope you can't tie? You see all the little Indian kids with a little black string around their waist, huh? So you tie a little black string around his waist in the morning. Why can't you tie him with this rope? But Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says he has no beginning, middle, or end. How you'll tie up something like that? So finally, all her friends are laughing and laughing. This Mother Yasoda, she's very angry, you know, and she's, you know, then she's, so we know anger means mode of passion. Even mode of goodness we can't tie up, Krishna. What to speak of mode of passion? When Mother Yasoda saw all her sakis are laughing and laughing and laughing, then she started laughing. As soon as she started laughing, boop, immediately he was tied up. That person who cannot be tied was tied up with the love of Mother Yasoda. Then she went to clean up all the mess, and Lala was left there tied to this grinding mortar, and all the cowherd boys came. And Lala said, "Hey, Subal, Madamangal, come here, untie this thing." And Madamangal said, "Not me." He said, "Every time you guys make the plan, you guys execute the plan, then you all run away. I'm lame, I get stuck behind, I'm the one that gets in trouble. Now you got trouble, I'm very happy. I'm not going to tie you. You guys make the plan, you execute the plan, then you run away and I get in trouble. Now you got in trouble, so I'm happy." "Hey, Sridham, Subal." And they're trying to untie. "Hey, you guys making it tighter, you untie?" Because this rope is tied with Vatsalya Ras. Mother Yasoda is in Vatsalya Ras. And cowherd boys are in? Sakya Ras. The Vatsalya Ras is more strong than Vatsalya Ras. They can't untie it. He said, "All right, you guys are useless. Get out of the way." Then he saw just where this old tamarind tree, is he still there? He's about to leave this world, this old tamarind tree. There used to be two gigantic Arjun trees. You know the whole history. We're getting late, we won't tell the whole story. You know, was it Nalakuvera and?
Manigriva.
So he crawled in between those two Arjun trees, and that grinding mortar got stuck. And he gave a little pull, and these two gigantic trees came crashing down with a huge sound. And Lala was right in the middle and completely unharmed. And Nanda Maharaj, he was in the pasturing field. He heard this huge roar, these two gigantic trees crashing down. He came running there. He saw Lala in the middle of the two trees, completely safe. He immediately went there. He's in Vatsalya Ras. He untied that rope. Lala jumped into his arms. Mother Yasoda, she also heard the sound. She came running. And she saw Lala and Nanda Baba. First, Nanda Baba, if we're getting too lost in ecstasy. Anyway, Baba said, "Lala, who did this to you?" He said, "Maya." "Acha, Mother Yasoda did this?" "Yes." "What did you do?" Just at that time, Mother Yasoda came running. And she saw Lala in the arms of Nanda Baba. She ran there to take him from the arms of Nanda Baba. He hid his face on this side. And Mother Yasoda came on this side. He went on this side. Then Mother Yasoda came on this side. He went on this side. Then just crying like a cow who's lost her calf, Mother Yasoda went running, crying to her room. And Baba said, "Come on, Lala, go to your Mayani. I don't want to see this rascal, Maya. She didn't feed me properly. She tied me up like this. I don't want to see her. But Lala, who's going to feed you milk and tuck you in bed tonight?" "Said you, Baba." "Who's going to wake you up in the morning and bathe you?" "Said you, Baba." "Who's going to feed you your breakfast and send you off to the pasturing ground?" "Said you, Baba. I don't want to see this rascal, Maya." So then, Nanda Baba, he had to heat the milk and put Lala to rest. He said, "Tell me a story. Once upon a time, there was a great king named Dasarath. And he had four sons. The chief one was Ram. And when he was going to crown Ram as the king, one of his wives begged a boon from him that her son become the king and send Ram to the forest. And bound by that pledge, he had to send his son to the forest. His beautiful wife Sita, she said, "I will go to the forest also," and his brother Lakshman said, "I will go also." And they all went to the forest, and one demon named Ravan came and he kidnapped Sita. And Ram was just lamenting, and he and Lakshman, they went looking and looking, and finally they found a bunch of monkeys and they helped those monkeys in their problem. Those monkeys promised to find Sita and they found her in Lanka. And they all went charging to Lanka. And there was a big, huge fight. And then Lala jumped on the bed and he said, "Get your weapon, Lakshman. Okay, Ravan, now you've had it." Nanda Baba, I never told him this story before. How does he know the end? All right, now you go to bed. No, 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 tell another story. No, then I'll go to bed. No, no, you go. No, I won't go to bed till you tell another story. So one time there was a big demon named Hiranyakashipu. And he had a very nice devotee son named Prahlad Maharaj. And he tried to make his son into a demon, but he wouldn't become a demon. And he became very angry because he said that his God was everywhere. He said, is he everywhere? Is he in this pillar? And Prahlad said, well, I see God everywhere. He's in this pillar also. Then he took his sword. I'll show you what I think of your God. And Lala jumped up on the bed and he went, rah! And he grabbed that Hiranyakashipu and tore him like that. Baba said, I didn't tell him this story before. How does he know the end? All right now, Lala, you take rest. So next morning, Nanda Baba, he woke up Lala. He bathed him. The servant girl came running. She said, Mother Yasoda is going to die. And Lala jumped out of Nanda Baba's arms and he ran into Mother Yasoda's room and he jumped into Mother Yasoda's arms. Yasoda Damodar Ki. So this is the wonderful Yashoda Damodar. Every night we're singing. Radha Damodar Lila is another thing. It's just like we have Radha Damodar here. One time on Kartik Purnima, Shamsundar was late coming for the rasa dance. So when he came, Radharani took a golden belt and tied him around the waist. And she made angry mudra. Do you know angry mudra? Hands on the hips and toe is tapping. This is angry mudra. And Lala said, today was autumn full moon and Mother Yasoda kept me home for some special function so I couldn't come any earlier. I swear it's true. So then Radharani untied that golden belt and they did Raslila on the banks of the Jumna. That is Radha Damodar Lila. Radha Damodar Ki! So this is the actual place. Many more devotees will come, so again on 21st, which is Diwali, we'll come here again on the actual day. And we'll tell even longer story, because now it's getting very late. My friend Gopal, where's Gopal? He always likes to make, Gopal, kuch roti ka tukra hai? Huh? Acha? Oh, not only he made some roti today, he says he has full prasad if you want. You want to take prasad here or you want to go back? So you want to take prasad here or you want to go home and take prasad? We have nice brijbasi roti and sabji, everything.
Make decision.
He says he's ready to feed all of you. If you want to take prasad, brijbasi prasad?
Yes.
Yes? Nahi. Ha. Nahi? Ha. Ha? Ha. All right, so everybody make rows. First you run and take darshan. Here's the branding mortar where Mother Yasoda was. Ukkal is here inside this little temple. You take darshan and we'll somehow make some rows here. And there's... And we'll quickly take prasad because some people have to go tonight.